Caroline has known to me all my life. It was my privilege to see her out of hers. After my father's death, to Mummy I came to represent the head of that family, to which she had given a half century of fidelity and devotion. But the relationship between us never became that of master and servant. She still remained one of my earliest recollections, not only as a person, but as a fountain of authority over my conduct and of security for my physical welfare, and of active and constant affection and love. She was an active and constant precept for decent behavior. From her, I learned to tell the truth, to refrain from waste, to be considerate of the weak and respectful to age. I saw fidelity to a family which was not hers, devotion and love for people she had not borne. She was born in bondage and with a dark skin, and most of her early maturity she was passed in a dark and tragic time for the land of her birth. She went through vicissitudes which she had not caused. She assumed cares and griefs which were not even her cares and griefs. She was paid wages for this, but pay is still just money, and she never received very much of that, so that she never laid up anything of this world's goods. Yet she accepted that too, without cavil or calculation or complaint, so that by that very failure she earned the gratitude and affection of the family she had given the fidelity and devotion upon, and gained the grief and regret of the aliens who loved and lost her. She was born and lived and served and died and now is mourned. If there is a heaven, she has gone there.